Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You, as always, are invited to join in here and bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And here tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
We invite you on over to our website as well at freetalklive.com. You can go there, get interactive, and enjoy it all for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up, Derek J., you're going to tell us a crazy story about a crackdown on cigarettes that's coming in an unusual form. They're actually going not just after the stores. We spent the first hour talking about going after roll-your-own stores in various different states, but they're actually going after individuals now. We'll explain that in a moment, but first to the phones and the fun, let's talk to Aaron in Ohio. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, last night I called in talking about public schools banning things, and I didn't get a chance to tell a story about kind of an incident that happened to me.
Okay, what happened?
Okay, so I thought I'd call back in and tell you the story, because I thought you guys might like to hear this. Like I was talking about last night with how public schools were banning certain things, because, you know, kids would fight over them, or they would get stolen by other kids, or because kids would play with them during class. And
like Pogs or Magic Cards or yeah. Pokemon or something like that.
Game Boys and stuff like that, right, mm-hmm. Right. And I thought, here's a little story of an incident that happened to me. This was when I early fourth grade year, I believe, and I was bringing in my Game Boy, and I was playing with it during, recess and lunch. And when I was playing with it at lunch, one of the teachers noticed it, walked up to me and told me to put it away. And I asked him why, because you're not supposed to have those things at school. And I'm like, but why? Because see, and basically I wanted to know why. I didn't just say, well, because I'm not allowed to have them at school.
You're in trouble. How dare you question authority?
Exactly. Right, right. I was just like, why? And he said, because we said so. And, you know, and he said, you should be here. Yeah, and he said, you should be eating your lunch. Like, I wasn't hungry. So if I wasn't, it only takes me, we had a 30-minute lunch break. So it only takes me, 10 minutes to eat my lunch. So for that remaining 20 minutes, what am I supposed to do, stare at a wall or something? So I pull out my Game Boy and I start playing with it. And this teacher's telling me, he just tells me to put it away because I'm not supposed to have it at school. And I keep saying why. I said, well, you know, because, he gives me all the reasons, and he says, well, someone might steal it from you. And so basically he says, if you don't put it away, I'm going to take it from you. So basically he says he's going to take it from me because he's afraid that another kid might steal it from me. So basically he's stealing it from me to prevent it from being stolen from someone else. That's just weird.
And he probably doesn't even see the irony there. He probably thinks he is helping keep the school a safe place.
Well, you probably can get it back later at the end of the day.
Actually, I've got stuff taken away before, and they never gave it back. And in fact,
really?
I heard some kids say they destroyed them, which that's nice. Yeah, that's your response to keeping kids from stealing other kids' stuff.
I don't think they destroyed it. They probably brought it home to their kids.
Yeah, what I'm thinking here is, what would a private school do? And I'll bet you the private school that I went to wouldn't let you have this gizmo there on site either. And it could be for some of the same reasons, likely, that the public school wouldn't do it. So I guess it comes down to a situation of, would this happen in a free market? And I think it probably would, because people have a philosophy on school that this is time for work, and this is not time to have your little gadgets. You can play your gadgets at home.
Yeah, but it would happen differently, at least at a private school or in a free market.
How would it happen differently?
They would give a reason. Because we said so,
right,
wouldn't be a satisfactory answer.
That is a satisfactory answer when it's your property. I mean, you know, that's essentially the reason. Well, they didn't let me have a lighter at the private school that I was at. I wasn't setting fires. I wasn't smoking. I happened to have a lighter, and God knows why. I felt like I needed to be prepared. I had a pocket knife, too. They let me keep the pocket knife, mind you. But,
different times.
You know, why wasn't I allowed to have the lighter? Because we said so is essentially the reason.
Well, I applaud you, Aaron, for not backing down when you got a because we said so answer. That is not satisfactory to me you're asking the question why.
You didn't back down instantly, but ultimately you don't want the Game Boy to get taken, so you did put it away.
I kind of didn't. Well, I didn't want to get into a lot of trouble. I mean, I would say why a couple times, and they would try to give me an answer, which even as a kid I still said, I don't, like in my head I would say, that still doesn't make sense. But I would do it because I didn't want to get in trouble. I mean, I would do the same thing with the teachers. I would also do it with my parents. I would ask why a couple times. And then, you know, when if they start to get angry or frustrated, I would just kind of back off and say, okay, whatever. But in my head, I was like, I don't
doesn't make any sense.
But Aaron, if they tell you why, you can make your own choices as a sovereign. You can weigh your own risks. Yep. If it's because they think it might get stolen, you can invest in some sort of protection for that. You can have a case for it, disguise it, keep it hidden at certain times.
What does that say about the school? I mean, what does it say about the safety level of this school that there's so much theft and so much danger that's happening here that, you know, the teachers are worried that you're going to have a Game Boy stolen from you. I mean, this is not like a safe place.
This seems like a reasonable concern to me that the Game Boy be taken place. But here's my, I think that you should ask questions of authority every time. I have no problem with that. But at the same time, if it were my school, I'm not going to spend any time at all. Oh, you got your Game Boy stolen? Sorry to hear about that.
Right. Not going to your school.
I'm not here to secure your gizmos.
Yeah, but he's not asking for his gizmos to be secured. He was taking care of it himself and using it at recess, which is perfectly appropriate time.
He was. Right. He's just the asking. Next guy is not. The next person is not going to be that way. They're going to be like, "Hey, bro, my gizmos stolen."
Just asking to be left alone, though, Mark.
I agree. I agree.
And in a, you know, in my school, I would treat each individual individually rather than applying some ludicrous policy across the entirety of everyone. So you're responsible. You bring a Game Boy to school, you're responsible for it.
Indeed.
End of story.
Right.
You're here.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Aaron?
No, that's all for today.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's talk to George in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George. 855-453 is the number.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
And I'm a sovereign of the land. Get that part?
Okay.
And
go ahead with your thoughts.
About making cigarettes because I make my own.
All right.
And I make them at home.
Okay.
Injector machine. And I can knock out a pack of cigarettes in about 5 minutes.
Now, do you buy the tobacco from someplace?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, do you pay the tax and get one of those stamps to put on your cigarette?
How could he avoid it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I used to have to travel to another town, and I sold my car back in April. So I had to take buses and trains. And so I get the tobacco. It's pipe tobacco, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it for just under $38. Pound.
For a pound?
For a pound. All right.
Mm-hmm. And there's a head shop up the street from me, and they were having trouble trying to get some cigarette tobacco. So I told him about the tobacco I was getting from the other place, and I gave him the address of a company in Kentucky that makes inexpensive tobacco. So a friend of mine showed up, took me out to lunch. So on the way back, I said, let's stop at this place and see if they got the tobacco, because I've been after them for about 2 months. Not only did they have the tobacco, it's a different brand, but it was $5 cheaper.
Sweet.
So my cigarettes cost me about $1.27 pack.
Wow, not too shabby.
Now,
how foul are they?
Plus labor, though. You have to do all these yourself.
Oh yeah, but it's no trouble.
Well, like you said, in only 5 minutes, it takes them 5 minutes to do a pack. If a pack of cigarettes costs you $5, then you know 5 minutes is not a bad. As far as your time being worth,
saving money. So
right.
Now, not only am I saving $10 a month because I get 2 pounds a month, but I'm also saving about eight hours of travel time because it's 4 hours a trip with buses and trains. But
Sweet deal.
If you'll permit me, I'd like to do a little history with you.
I'll tell you what, you have to do it real quickly, though, because you got a bad connection.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've been smoking for 60 years. When I started smoking, cigarettes were 25 cents a pack. The chances of contracting cancer at that time were 1 in 27. And the first cigarette that came out that I remember with filters had asbestos in the filter.
Oh, my.
That doesn't sound very safe. George, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That's the toll-free number. You can bring up anything that you want. 1-855-450-3733. They're coming after individual smokers. Derek's going to give us the story here in a moment, and we'll take your calls about anything as well. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
More than 90% of Americans are simply unprepared for even the most likely emergencies. Even common occurrences like snowstorms, tornadoes, hurricanes, or simple power outages can make it difficult for you to simply feed your family. To help you become prepared for any emergency situation, Ready Reserve Foods has prepared a free report entitled The Prepared Citizen's Guide to Emergency Food Supplies, How to Ensure Your Family is Protected and Nourished in Times of Emergency. In addition to this incredible free report, Ready Reserve Foods has prepared 11 family protection videos that you can watch for free at our website, ReadyReserveFoods.com. That's right. You can keep your family informed and prepared for any emergency by simply visiting ReadyReserveFoods.com and watching our 11 family protection videos and downloading the Prepared Citizen's Guide to Emergency Food Supplies, all for free. Visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. That's ReadyReserveFoods.com. ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in, toll free. Take control of the airwaves. The number for you, 855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Hey, what is SACL CAI anyway, Mike?
SACL CAI is a company that's owned by Jason Osborne that does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. If, you know, the accounts receivable into your business is getting you down, SACL CAI can handle it. Go check their banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page at Free Talk Live. Big supporter of Liberty, Jason Osborne, and he'll take good care of your accounts. It's SACL CAI. It's not just him. He's got a rather large company, but he watches over it.
Let's continue with you and your calls and go to Kelvin, listening in Colorado on the Amp Lines. Hello, Kelvin. You're on with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey, hi, Ian, Mark, and JJ.
No, actually, Derek, Jay.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
That's all right, Kelvin.
All right. Hey, regarding the listeners taking you guys to task over small errors, I know sometimes you guys have to wonder if you may not be totally efficient in spreading the ideas of liberty due to like preaching to the choir. But I'd like to point out that the choir, or at least this singer, finds it valuable because it gives the ammunition when we're discussing liberty with the state-authoritative people. So sure. At least for me, it's very important, yeah, that the argument or point that I'm making is accurate.
Well, this is a common mistake that people in the liberty movement make about Free Talk Live is to believe that this is some sort of a choir show. You know, we're not preaching to a choir.
Yeah.
This is an open phones panel discussion with a pro-liberty viewpoint that's heard on over 100 radio stations across the country.
Two XM channels. Those XM channels are America's Voice and Extreme Talk.
America's Talk and Extreme Talk.
Excuse me. America's Talk and Extreme Talk. So you can tell by the names that it's not liberty-oriented channels. They're just... You know, just talk channels.
Right, but I mean, the people that listen online, the people that listen to the podcast, they kind of get into this. Like, the other week we had a lady, young lady call in about a particular band that is a liberty-oriented band called Rebel Inc. They had their trailer stolen, and she made the mistaken but understandable presumption that, well, everyone listening must know who Rebel Inc. is. And I didn't know who Rebel Inc. was until Porkfest of this year. And, you know, I only happened to find out, not because, you know, I'm not connected with the music scene, period, for the most part, but I happened to be at Porkfest, and I happened to hear that they were playing, and I heard that they were good. But prior to that, I had never heard of them. And certainly the average person sticking the key in the ignition at the airport in, you know, Huntsville or whatever is not going to have ever heard of them either. So you have to remember that this is a show that is targeted at general audiences, even though it is a very principled program, that the hosts of this program are very, you know, devout with their ideas of individual liberty and personal freedom and all of that stuff. We come at it from a very principled perspective, which maybe makes some people on the internet think that we're more insular than we actually are, when in point of fact, anyone with the right equipment, which is a radio in their car and in the right markets, can hear this program.
Yeah, and I'd like to just to back that up. I had a conversation recently at one of the conventions with one of the reps from one of the ratings company, the big ratings company. And, you know, I was asking her just sort of about the numbers of stations at the time frame that Free Talk Live is carried. And the podcast of Free Talk Live is comparable to the AQH of the largest talk stations in the country in the time frame that Free Talk Live is normally broadcast. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a gigantic podcast by comparative, you know, in comparison to media. And, well, you know, not to mention the other 100 stations and 2XM channels. So Free Talk Live, far and wide, is heard by people who have no idea what the ideas of liberty are, Kelvin.
Well, I like that Kelvin brought this up, you know, that
Free Talk Live,
well, whatever angle you come at it from, if you are already liberty-minded, this does give you peaceful ammunition in the form of argumentation. Yeah. You know, like the Four Dummies, a reference guide for the rest of us, you know.
Oh, there's value here in this show for someone who's already on board with liberty. Or, you know, maybe if you're somewhat on board with liberty, maybe you're like somebody who just found the Ron Paul campaign, for instance, and you're coming on, like, some of these ideas sound good, but some of them sound crazy. Over time, you know, the crazy sounding items will sound less crazy because we can legitimize those ideas through being able to explain them and taking the time to really go into detail on what it means to be free and how it means you have to allow others to be free and allow them to make mistakes, and we can really get into all that. So it actually helps the people within the liberty movement to hear the show as well.
You're here.
Absolutely, I agree with that. I was just observing that more than half the people that call in sound like they're already liberty lovers, and they're, you know, telling you about stuff that happened to them or etc. So I just got the mistaken impression that most of the
Well, it's a simple mistake, an easy mistake to make. Callers are not representative of the listening audience in any way.
And we're not trying to chasten you or anything like that, Kelvin. We're just clearing some.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. I love the show, and I guess I just...
Kelvin, simply by calling in, you are an unusual case, because the average person will never call a talk radio show, ever, in their lives.
This is the first one I've ever called, and I've called probably a dozen times now.
Yep.
Okay, so I got a second subject, if you guys have the endurance. Okay, I wanted to talk about cannabis legalization and something that bothers me about the whole thing. So anyone who has objectively analyzed the illegal drug issue has to conclude that prohibition is a failure on so many fronts. For example, corruption of police and public officials, violence due to turf wars and law enforcement raids, incarceration of peaceful people at taxpayer expenses, danger to the users due to product being cut, the expense of the attempts to enforce it, and then probably a bunch more stuff that I can't think of at the moment. But confining the discussion to cannabis and considering the negative effects that I just mentioned, how is it even possible that cannabis is still illegal? All I can conclude is that the continued prohibition comes from somewhere at the top, and it's to prevent the loss of productivity of the free-range serfs. So what do you guys think about that?
To prevent the loss of productivity? Can you explain that a little further?
Hmm.
Well, you know, they figure the gross domestic product might go down if people weren't as stressed out and worried about running in the little gerbil wheel.
No, I think most of the opposite. I think if cannabis were legal, people would be using it for all sorts of industrial purposes because hemp is wonderful for it's almost a miracle industrial fiber, I guess you would call it. So
it is,
So the GDP argument is totally absurd because companies would be using this stuff en masse to make better quality products cheaper.
Not only that, but from the personal use perspective, people that use cannabis today would still use it in the legal scenario, and very few people don't use it today because they're afraid because it's illegal. Most people are going to use cannabis if they want to use cannabis. So already, if that's somehow affecting the workforce, then it's already affecting the workforce, and legalizing it will actually put more money into the economy. We'll talk about more money into the economy. The money that these people are currently spending on cannabis, they could spend on other things because the price of cannabis would drop dramatically in a legal environment. We just talked about tobacco, $14 to $40 per pound?
And I think
cannabis is like, $1,000 to $4,000 to $5,000 per pound.
Yeah, I think...
We'll come back with more, Hill, and hold your thoughts. I want to get back into the issue here of, why? Because his question was, well, why is it still illegal? I've got some speculation.
I had you too.
855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome as well. This is Free Talk Live.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's sealane.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Ring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And we invite you online over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we have for you. If you've got a smartphone, you can just go to m.freetalklive.com. You want quick access to the live streams and the podcast? That's where you can go and find them, over at m.freetalklive.com.
The holidays are just around the corner. This season, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends: peace of mind. Destabilizing events are happening around the world. Unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. But it's always a good idea to be prepared for you and for your family. I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. They offer delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are prepackaged for freshness in individual Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You can prepare them in just minutes by simply adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today. Request a free entree sample. Use coupon code FTL. And you can also get, during for a limited time during the holidays, use that same coupon code FTL. Get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. It's WiseFoodStorage.com, 855-FOODWISE. Promo code FTL for a free sample, free shipping, 10% off any order. Peace of mind included, the greatest gift you can give loved ones this holiday season. It's WiseFoodStorage.com.
So Calvin dropped off during the break, but I think that we still wanted to address his question of why is cannabis still illegal? Mark, did you want to try your hand?
I'm going to take a poke at it, and I think it's just inertia. The political machine is really about the status quo, whatever that status quo tobacco might be. And in the same way that tobacco is so difficult to it's two things. Tobacco is so difficult to for people that are trying to make it illegal. It's difficult. It's a lot of hard work. You got to lobby the politicians and do all these things. So inertia plays one is one aspect. The second aspect is the state hates freedom. And that doesn't matter whether it's North Vietnam or the United States government, whatever it is, or the local government. The state hates freedom. It wants to control every aspect. So you have the freedom around marijuana and the inertia that it is illegal, and that's the problem.
I got this. Mark's half right. Okay,
so
he says that it's inertia, but how did that inertia get going?
For sure, that's okay. It's important, but
okay, the state hates freedom, but what are they doing that made the inertia get this way, that people feel this way about cannabis, that it's been illegal for so long? To me, the only difference between alcohol prohibition and cannabis prohibition are the propaganda techniques that are used to enforce it, or not have to enforce it. Because back in the day, they said that alcohol was illegal, but did they have huge posters and television ads that were running?
Well, they didn't have television at the time.
Of course not. So the propaganda techniques have gotten so much better.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I doubt it.
They had a very difficult time getting local law enforcement to enforce it, and so it had to be done at a federal level.
Because they're all drinkers.
You had a much smaller federal government at the time, and so, you know, all these factors would play in.
I'd say it's the propaganda techniques.
Oh, I
say they learned a lot throughout the years. And
so you think the propaganda's been so effective, that's why it's still illegal?
Absolutely. All the people who I've talked to who think that once cannabis is made legal, that everyone's just going to get high and nothing's going to get done in the world because everyone's just going to use so much pot. And
doesn't that fly in the face of the statistics that show that now most people want it to be legalized?
Of course it does fly in the face of the statistics that say that's not going to happen. But
I
think
agree.
It's propaganda techniques that get people to believe these falsehoods.
To some extent, I agree with what Derek's saying here. And you can talk to pot smokers, and many of them will say, oh, you can't make marijuana legal. My God.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk to them, and some of them will say this nonsense. They'll be like, oh, what about pregnant ladies and driving? And I think that
usually pot smokers that I've talked to are in favor of legalizing marijuana, but they're not in favor of the rest of the drugs.
I'm telling you that this is extraordinarily good propaganda if it can affect some of the people that smoke the drugs.
So here's my
answer. They're high on it right then,
all
talking
right
about it.
Here's my answer.
How do you see it?
Why is it still illegal? One, the police. You mentioned the status quo, Mark. The police like things the way they are. They like their budgets nice and big, and they love the perks that they get from having the war on drugs. They love being able to pull somebody over, find a bag of pot, and then steal their car from them because of the asset forfeiture. Mm-hmm. They love being able to raid a home, be able to steal the home from that person because of asset forfeiture. The war on drugs, which is for the most part a war on marijuana, the marijuana arrests are over half of the drug arrests in the United States. They're huge, over 800,000. People arrested every single year just for pot.
Then it must be very dangerous.
Most of that for possession. So the cops love this. It's big. It's a big portion of their budget. Asset forfeiture is a huge little bonus to them. Plus, of course, you bust somebody with some pot, you can steal the pot from them, or you can steal their cash from them.
Mm-hmm.
You can just take all their stuff. Like they were. Remember out in Bradenton, Florida, Mark, where they actually had a program where what they would do is, let's say, Derek, you're driving around in Bradenton, Florida, you get pulled over, you happen to have a bag of weed, you're just coming back from your dealer. And the cops say, look, Derek, you're looking at a felony charge here. This is an ounce of weed, and here in Florida, anything over 20 grams or 21 grams is, last time I checked, was a felony. Look, you're looking at a felony here. Tell you what, we're going to give you a deal. You just go ahead and sign over title to your car to us.
Right now, I mean, it's asset forfeiture anyway. You're going to lose it. You might as well just give it to us.
Sign this. They actually have a sheet of paper.
Yeah, they had a piece of paper.
No way. They have the paperwork that they carry around
drawn up for you.
Yeah, right in a little metal clipboard. They'd flip that baby right out.
Tell you what.
Sign this.
You just sign here. We'll take your car from you right here on the spot. You can walk home. We're going to take the pot. We're not going to charge you. Now, you have to agree that you're going to waive your rights and, you're not going to sue us. So just go ahead and sign here. You wouldn't believe how many cars they've gotten from people.
That is unreal.
So
and
they
people
love
just
it.
Sign away their...
Yeah, yeah. Who the hell wants to go to court? Who wants to... I mean, they got caught with an ounce of pot. They're looking at prison time.
Right.
They give up the car on the spot. You don't get charged. You get to leave the situation. Most people are going to take that deal.
Well, then I got to take this opportunity to remind people that police are not there to look out for you.
Oh, no doubt.
They are there to find and prosecute criminals, and they are going to treat you like
as
you are
a criminal.
A criminal.
Right. So, my point being, the cops love the war on drugs. I mean, this is big business for them. So,
right.
They have every incentive in the world to keep it going. So, whenever the most benign, wimpy change to the war on drugs comes up, like recently in New Hampshire with this medical marijuana, which is like the worst medical pot bill you can possibly imagine, the wimpiest bill, comes up, the cops come out, and, you know, they send out their chiefs of police, and they speak out against it, and it doesn't matter how many wheelchair-bound patients are in the room speaking in favor of medical marijuana, just the fact that the cops oppose it is enough usually for the political class to keep it going. So the police are one point. And then the second point is the big corporations like the Philip Morris's and the Budweiser's and those companies.
Mm-hmm.
These people have come together and formed the Partnership for a Drug-Free America. Now, if you actually look, you've seen the commercials, I'm sure, on television. The Partnership for a Drug-Free America, if you actually look into who is the partnership, guess what? It's the big corporations that are already drug manufacturers. They're just manufacturing cigarettes, alcohol, and pharmaceutical drugs. So for whatever reason, they don't want the people, you know, they don't want people to be able to get their hands on cannabis because then it might lessen their reliance on, say, prescription pills, for instance.
Well, that's one of them, but yeah, they might switch away. They want to enjoy their monopoly power that the state will grant them through their lobbying efforts. I think you did hit it on the head when you said police have the right incentives. And, of course, these big corporations have the right incentives.
Which is really short-sighted on their part, because you would think that these corporations could see the money in it, right? That they would see, oh, my God, we definitely want to lobby for this, because if we're Marlboro, we could sell Marlboro cigarettes and or your rolled joints or something like that and make all kinds of money.
They could always be ready for the business opportunity, but for now, it's always better to side with the monopoly power of the state.
To keep the status quo.
Yeah.
You know, I really wonder about that. What you're saying there, because marijuana, the curing of marijuana to be smoked is significantly easier process than distilling liquor, making beer, or drying tobacco leaves. Mm-hmm. I mean, tobacco leaves are all in the curing. Marijuana, you know, it really isn't. So I think that people could just grow it in their backyard if it was legal.
They could, but most people don't distill their own alcohol, and most people
I'm saying it's a lot easier than those things.
It's still a hassle, dude. Have you ever clipped a marijuana plant before?
What? Are you
coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark. Still to come, Derek J. is going to give us an update on the cigarette crackdown that's happening. It's, again, another New York story. We'll get into that. This one, they're going after individuals this time. We'll get to that, but first, you and your thoughts. So, 1-855-450-FREE is the number. Also, I want to invite you to the website where you can support Free Talk Live. You can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. We have different features there. One thing, you can send in a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll send you back a Free Talk Live bumper sticker. That's an easy one. Also, you can download web graphics, banners, high-resolution graphics, things you can use to make your own graphics with. You've also got other things like flyers, which you can download and print out and customize as well. So go to promote.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and the fun, we'll talk to Jim calling from NB, I guess. Is that New Brunswick? Jim? Jim from somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's Nebraska.
Nebraska. Ah. NE is the appropriate. Our board operator got it as NB. But it's an understandable mistake.
This is kids. Right? Why, kids, you should pay attention during geography class in school.
Jim, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you kind of ruined my call, Ian, because you pretty much said everything I was going to say, but
that's all right. Say it in different words.
Well, I think what you have to do is you have to look at who's incentivized by having it illegal and who stands to lose. And I agree that law enforcement stands to lose. You got a prison system that stands to lose.
Oh, thank you. I didn't even mention the prison system.
Mm-hmm.
You have drug companies that stand to lose because cannabis would be a cheaper alternative to many drugs that are out on the market. And so when you look at who stands to lose, I think there's a lot of money, a lot of lobbying, and a lot of things happening in the background that want certain groups to keep it illegal because it's in their best interest to have it that way.
I'm glad you called with that. I mean, I don't think we cut you off in any way, because I think that you really brought it all together by tying it into mm-hmm. that concept of who. Look at this question of why is it still illegal? It's who stands to lose. Great way to put it. Jim, anything else you want to share?
No, that covers.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Ingrid calling from the D.C. area. Ingrid, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Yeah, I was listening to your show, and you were mentioned about how they were cracking down on cigarettes.
Yeah.
And I want to mention Ashley in Maryland. They've been doing that for a while, and actually it's a felony if you smuggle cigarettes from out of state.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, a felony?
They're going to put you in a federal prison for this? What is that?
Like, for example.
Well, no, it would be a state prison. Okay.
But yeah,
it would be prison. Holy. So, wait, like, so you're saying if you were to go down to, say, Virginia, where cigarettes are probably cheaper than, say, in Maryland, and smuggle in some cigarettes back into Maryland, you were to get caught, then it'd be a felony charge.
Yeah, and they actually, like, crack down a lot of people, because in Virginia, the tax on each pack is 30 cents, but in Maryland, the tax is $2 a pack. $2 a pack.
When you say they're cracking down on people,
that just this year they've caught 115 people smuggling cigarettes into Maryland.
So, Ingrid, is that 115 people who are now in prison?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh!
How are they catching them?
Apparently, like, the people in Virginia like rat them out. So if you go to stores in Virginia and you buy a lot of cigarettes, then they like report it.
How could that be good for business?
Why would they do that?
Bounty. Perhaps. I'm just
probably
thinking. I don't know.
So wait, you're saying a store owner would report it to the Maryland government?
Mm-hmm. And they said, like, just this fiscal year, and this is the year that ends on January 30th. And then the article I'm looking at is from September of this year. They said they caught 115 people in Maryland smuggling more than 180,000 packs of cigarettes.
It's hard to imagine a business owner would rat out his own customers. They should come back and spend more money.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's a crazy situation.
I want my customers to be happy and come back and keep buying their cigarettes. I mean, that's crazy.
I know. It's, like, pretty crazy because in Maryland, like I said, it's punishable by up to 2 years in prison. And then if you just, like, have contraband cigarettes, then that's, like, just a misdemeanor.
2 years? Can you imagine 115 people behind bars for the crime of having cigarettes that I guess Maryland wanted some money for?
Wait, hold on. You said that if you have contraband cigarettes, it's a misdemeanor. What are considered contraband cigarettes?
Like anything
out
of state, right?
Well, that's my question. If I come in and I'm driving up the interstate or whatever, and I stopped off at a rest stop in Virginia and picked up a pack of cigarettes, and I'm still smoking that same pack, when I get into Maryland, I get pulled over, the cops throw my car, and they find this pack of cigarettes from Virginia. Is that contraband? Or when they say contraband, do they mean, like, the Chinese brand cigarettes that aren't even in any way, shape, or form paying any form of state or federal taxes?
Well, the article I read was mentioning people buying them in Virginia, so I'm guessing those are, like, the regular, I'm guessing, like, the regular cigarettes they sell in the stores.
If someone can confirm that, I would love to know for sure if
that's certainly what it sounds like to me. It sounds like contraband cigarettes would be anything from out of state.
So smoke the whole pack before you make it into another state.
Well, I don't think they would crack down on someone who's got an open pack. But if you, say, had a carton and it didn't have the stamp on it, then I think they might go a little crazy.
Ingrid, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. If that's true, that just having cigarettes from another state, even in a small amount, because, I mean, if it's contraband, it's contraband. Having a little contraband is still as contraband as having a lot of contraband.
Cops have discretion, right? So they get to decide what is contraband and what isn't.
Transporting contraband cigarettes is a felony in Maryland, punishable by up to 2 years in prison or a fine of $50 per carton. Possession of contraband cigarettes is a misdemeanor. So transporting them is a felony, but possession is a misdemeanor.
And is there anything in there about the amount or the circumstance?
In this story from the AP, it says 9 people have been indicted on charges of illegally smuggling cigarettes from Virginia to Maryland, and nearly 15,000 packs of contraband cigarettes have been seized as part of an investigation, authorities announced. So I don't know if this is... I don't know her number of 150 or something like that she'd said people, but here in this case, this was appeared to be a ring. In the fiscal year that ended June 30th, Franchot said 115 people were arrested in Maryland and more than 180,000 packs of cigarettes were confiscated. And he said that that was 2.5 times the amount seized in the prior fiscal year. So this sounds like people were transporting large amounts of cigarettes for sale.
Which is a smart, as far as I'm concerned, a good business.
Yeah.
Well, can you imagine this as a business model, using money to end time and effort and energy resources to get cigarettes that people would be using and that they value and destroying them, simply taking them away, and now they're not on the market anymore. I mean, this is how the state is operating.
Yeah, so it's so crazy.
This is their business model.
So tell me what's going on in New York, because we started the show talking about New York City cracking down on these roll-your-own stores, but they're not just going after business owners.
Well, yes. This story comes from technically that'silegal.com. And what a name, because in New York, a man was fined for having untaxed cigarettes in his possession. Hmm. Now, how did the cops find this man with his untaxed cigarettes, you wonder? He was stopped at a sobriety checkpoint, where they apparently are not just checking for sobriety, but searching people's cars.
What a surprise.
And finding that they have whatever they have, just pulling people over, giving them fines, treating people like the cops own them. It's just absurd. So this guy got a fine for having this brand Seneca, which is owned by the Seneca Nation. You may have seen these cigarettes around.
I have not, but that's in India. Is that a New York Indian reservation?
Yeah, okay. The Seneca Nation is an Indian tribe, and they are able to sell these cigarettes without charging taxes, because of course these Indian tribes have separate rules, and
which really upsets the government people.
Well, they get to make their own rules, and their rule is we're not charging taxes.
Right.
I mean, it's better for business, duh. So it's, you know, we don't know the exact law, but the people can go to the reservation to buy these cigarettes, and they can't legally buy, like, more than a few cartons at a time. So I don't know who checks to see if they're buying a certain number. I'm sure they let you buy as many as you want.
I'm sure they do.
But this guy is just going through a sobriety checkpoint. He bought them in the state where he was still in. He bought them in New York and is traveling through New York. But they found him. They pulled him over at a sobriety checkpoint, just like any one of us could be pulled over at one of these things. And his car searched.
Well, you don't have to let them search your car in one of these circumstances, but likely the pressure's on, and a lot of people don't know.
But he might not have even known that these things, like,
oh sure.
If I had bought these, I would have presumed that I had done nothing wrong.
Absolutely. Well,
I just bought some cheap cigarettes. What's the big deal?
The claim is that the average American commits 3 felonies a day. I mean, if you've got expired medicines in your cabinet, you're probably committing a felony.
Is there more to this story? I'd like to get to it.
No, just a little more.
All right, more on the way here at 855-453. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Does anybody take the side of the state on this one? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.